AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More Democrats are coming forward to back Kamala Harris for the Democratic presidential nomination. And her campaign says Harris has raised $81 million in 24 hours. This comes a day after President Biden said he's bowing out of the race. At the White House, Harris says Biden's legacy of accomplishment in the White House is unmatched in modern history.
In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
University of Virginia Presidential Studies professor Barbara Perry says Harris may face bias as a woman and a woman of color.
More so for gender now than even color, because that barrier was broken by Barack Obama. But he obviously is a male, and I think we saw some of the misogyny or just bias against women.
Meantime, in Middletown, Ohio.
It is so good to be back home for once, isn't it? Wow.
J.D. Vance made his first solo campaign appearance in his hometown after being nominated as Donald Trump's running mate for the Republicans. He says Kamala Harris is not grateful to be an American, unlike Republicans.
Who are grateful for the community they came from, who are grateful for this country and its boundless opportunities, who are grateful for the service of our veterans and the people who put their lives on the lines, from police and firemen on down.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle told the House committee she apologized to former President Donald Trump in a phone call after the assassination attempt against him at a rally near Pittsburgh. Cheadle was asked how this could have happened.
We are 9 days out from this event, and I would like to know those answers as well, which is why we are going through these investigations to be able to determine that fully.
There are calls from both parties for Cheadle to resign. Body camera video released today by a prosecutor shows a chaotic scene in which a black woman in Springfield, Illinois, who called 911 for help, is shot in the face in her home by a white sheriff's deputy. This is AP News. With Kamala Harris in line for the Democratic presidential nomination next month, who would be her running mate?
Rhode Island Democratic Party delegate Kristen Peters-Hamlin says there's one clear choice, Senator Mark Kelly.
Arizona is a swing state. Mark adds ideological balance. He's done very well in Arizona attracting Latinos and suburban women who are key to winning this election.
And she says the Democrats would not lose his Senate seat
because of the Constitution in Arizona, which requires that it be from the same party.
As for others in the VP hopper,
I don't think Beshear is a good idea because Kentucky is not in play. It's a red state. I don't think that Pennsylvania's Governor Shapiro is a good idea because we need him in Pennsylvania.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.